Actor Dean Cain, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you this morning?
I am great. It's good to talk with you. How have things been for you?
In a word, phenomenal. I know it's a long word, but it's great. Things are really wonderful right now. I'm super excited for Little Angels to come out. By the way, if you check littleangelsmovie.com and go hit theaters, it'll show you where it's playing in your area. And if it's not playing in your area, click demand. And if there's enough of those people to do that, the movie will come out there.
Uh-huh.
So that's the one way to. But I'm in such a good mood because Little Angels comes out today. I'm so excited for it. It's a project very close to my heart since I wrote it, produced it, directed it. But I lived it too as a player and as a coach. It's part of my life. Sports are a huge part of my life, and the things you can learn from it and the emotions that are attached to it are everything. So I love watching sports movies. And I love making them, and I love the lessons you can learn from athletics and athletic competition.
Well, I think a lot of folks love sports movies, and it's interesting that almost every sports movie out there, you know, I go back and I think of Hoosiers and Miracle, yeah, and the Bad News Bears, and, you know, I mean, you just go on and on and on.
You're naming some of my favorite movies in the world right there.
But they all have this sort of quality of redemption as the theme, as the movie goes on and winds up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this film is no different in that sense, because the character I play, Coach Jake, is a superstar coach, but he is someone in need of redemption.
Uh-huh.
He's got so full of himself, and he's got his priorities so out of whack that he loses sight of what's important and what's important to everybody. And for me, that starts with family. It starts with family, and family and faith are huge in my life. And in this picture, he's a guy who's done so well and has got so much ego, but he has no family and he has no faith and he has nobody there with him. And it's all about him. And he just runs around in that empty, big empty house that he has in that big empty world. And when he becomes part of this team and has to coach these kids. At first, he doesn't like him because he doesn't like soccer and he doesn't like kids, but they start to grow on him. And in Coach Jake's words, this is perfect Coach Jake. He says, at one point in time, someone says, I thought you didn't like kids. And he says, I don't, but they grow on you like a fungus. that's Coach Jake. And he always has to make fun of it and try to fight it. But in his heart, like most of us, we want to be accepted. We want to be part of a team. We want to be part of a family, to have that support and that love. And that's what he discovers here. He turns these kids into superstar, not superstar players, but you know, top level players, and turns them into a team. And they turn him into a human being. And it's a pretty wonderful story.
There seems to be, I don't know, a little bit of a disconnect from people and Hollywood and a lot of the stuff that's coming out that they expect is going to do well and doesn't do as well. And politics has entered the movie scene like never before, I think, Dean. When it comes to movies like this, which is just a good, wholesome family film, what is the feedback? Are these actually experiencing a point of renewal? Because I kind of feel like they are.
I absolutely feel like they are. Well, because people want this kind of material. You want a movie that you can watch with your 5-year-old, your 7-year-old, your 10-year-old, grandma and grandpa and mom and dad. You want to be able to share an experience together. And if you're watching something that's too violent for the kids, or too sexual for the kids, or you know, too violent for the parent, whatever. I mean, there's so many things that make it uncomfortable for families to watch together. This is the opposite. This will bring a family together, and that's what I love. The themes are universal. You know, family, support, humility, redemption. These are things that families can talk about and experience together. And listen, if people watch this movie and don't walk out with a smile, I have not done my job.
Well, I'm sure you've done your job just well based on the long list of works you've done over the years, Dean. Is this a big studio movie, or is this one of the sort of fledgling? There's more and more studios popping up because movies have become less expensive to produce in a lot of ways for a lot of reasons.
Oh, 100%. I pulled more favors out for this thing. This is not a big studio movie. Studios, you know, could make a movie like this, but if you made it through the studio system, it'd cost five times as much. Mm-hmm. There's just different costs and things involved. So we made it relatively cheap for Hollywood standards. I mean, it's still millions of dollars, yeah. but it's which is a lot of money, and I am not beyond saying that, because of technology, because of things, it's gotten cheaper to make these kind of films and make films in general. I mean, kids can make a film with an iPhone nowadays, and I encourage young people to go ahead and do that and edit it on your phone and do whatever you need to do, because it really is kind of amazing that technology is incredible. So we got lucky. We made this thing for a price, and I think it looks like it's worth, you know, 10 times as much, and the experience is wonderful. I pulled favors left, right, and center, and it all worked out really, really well, and it's a wonderful, fun ride that should leave you smiling.
All right. Well, one of the reasons I ask is I was able to sneak over to the website and check our area here, and it is not playing in our area, so I did click the demand button there, and I would encourage everybody else in our listening audience to do the same thing, because it does look like an absolutely wonderful film. But with it not in the area at present, Dean, I'm assuming there are plans for it to eventually come out on streaming and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, that's definitely the model now. I mean, I have a wonderful, I'm blessed enough to have a theater in my house, so, you know, I don't go out to the movie theaters that often. There's a few that I want to go see. I want to go out and see I do want to actually go out and see Superman in the theaters, because it's a big giant thing. And there's a couple others I want to see, but I'll be watching a lot of them, you know, at home streaming. So it's going to definitely go out streaming. I think it's going to do super well streaming, because I think kids will want to watch this over and over and over again, especially if you got a young soccer player or any sort of young athlete. They should look at it. I think they'll want to watch it because it's very inspiring. I mean, there was a story yesterday I saw on Instagram about a baseball player getting called up to the big leagues in the middle of his game, in the middle of his AAA game, and he gets called up to the bigs. He gets to stop playing that. And then the next thing you see, he's his first at-bat in the major leagues. He drives in the game-winning run and just gets mobbed by his teammates and everybody else, and his parents are crying. That's what this movie, I want that same feeling in people, which to me is like the greatest thing in the world.
Indeed. Well, it sounds great. Thank you for putting it together and all the work that goes into those kinds of projects, Dean. And thanks for all the enjoyment over the years. I do got to ask you one thing, because I found this out while looking. Apparently in college, you dated another person that we might recognize her name. Is she as nice as she seems in person, that being Brooke Shields?
Yes, Brooke was my college girlfriend. Still one of my favorite people on the planet. She's lovely. She was too nice to a fault, in fact. She's just wonderful, and she is forever going to be somebody very special in my life. And she can watch this movie with her family. And her husband's a great guy, and a writer and director and creator. And so she's a wonderful, wonderful person. I can't say enough nice things about her.
Well, that's nice to hear as well. Dean, I know I got to let you go. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us here in Wisconsin, and we're going to all click that demanded button to get that movie here, because Little Angel sounds like a terrific movie.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.